Well, moving on, a bomb blast has ripped through Iraq's capital, Baghdad, killing 17 people. A bomber detonated his explosives at a security checkpoint in the predominantly Shia district of Qadamiyah. Nearly a dozen people have also been injured. A number of security personnel are among the dead. Daesh terrorists say they have carried out the deadly attack. The militant group is rapidly losing ground in Iraq. Government forces are now getting prepared to launch an offensive to retake the northern city of Mosul, the group's last stronghold. Altaf Ahmad, our correspondent, joins us now from the Iraqi capital, Baghdad, to tell us more about the blast that occurred in the Qadamiyah district of Baghdad.
Well, Daesh has claimed responsibility for the terrorist attack, which has ripped through Aden Square, a very strategic crossing which connects northern Baghdad to the center of the city earlier this morning on Sunday, which is also the beginning of the week here in Iraq. And the explosion happened at a time of rush hour when a lot of employees, a lot of business owners were going to their jobs or workplaces. Around 37 people fell casualty to the terrorist attack, or 47 people. Around 17 of them have been killed. And as you mentioned, there are a number of security personnel, namely because the terrorist attack had targeted a checkpoint in Qadamiyah district in northern Baghdad. Around 20 people have also been reported injured. Now, this explosion comes at a time when also we have had other security breaches in the Iraqi capital and on its outskirts. Around 11 people have been reported to have fallen casualty, also to an IED which went off in the district of Abu Ghraib. Around 20 to 30 kilometers west of the Iraqi capital, Baghdad, one person has been killed and others have been injured. Also in the district of Ad-Dawra, south of the Iraqi capital, at least 9 people fell casualty, one has been killed, and 8 others have been injured in another improvised explosive device which has went off. The explosion, which targeted Aden, of course, was a suicide bomb attack, and as I said, Daesh claimed responsibility only for that attack. Now, this explosion comes at a time when Iraq is bracing itself, or Iraqi officials have announced that they are bracing themselves to enter the strategic district of Ash-Sharqat, which lays north of Salahuddin province, south of Nineveh province. The advance towards the district of Ash-Sharqat comes at a time that the Iraqi forces are at the heels of the major advance that the Iraqi forces have scored in recent weeks by liberating the district of Al-Qayara, which lays 60 kilometers south of the city of Mosul, the so-called capital of the Takfiri so-called caliphate. The Iraqi forces had liberated Al-Qayara, which was ideal for them because it had given them an upper hand, or had allowed the Iraqi Air Force in part, seeing how there is an airbase in Al-Qayara. It allows the Iraqi Air Force to be only 5 minutes from any target, which is inside Nineveh province and inside the city of Mosul. So the Takfiris are really suffering on the battlefield. Also, the liberation of Al-Qayara itself came at the heels of the major liberation of the city of Fallujah, which was the Takfiris, Daesh Takfiris' last urban stronghold in the province of Anbar, west of the country, after the Iraqi forces had cut off the Daesh supply lines, which were straddled between Syria and Iraq. At the same time, today we heard about the killing of a senior Daesh commander, Hisham al-Hayali, in an ambush by the Iraqi forces in the district or in the province of Diyala, north of the country. And the killing of senior commanders is not new, because also today we heard about the killing of senior commanders in the district of Al-Qa'im, 450 kilometers west of the Iraqi capital, Baghdad. And in recent weeks, we also saw the Iraqi forces kill Abu Omar al-Shishani, one of the most a senior Daesh commander who had at least a $5 million bounty, if I'm not mistaken, by Washington on his head. Abu Omar al-Shishani was spearheading the Daesh's battle against the Iraqi forces, which was aimed to hamper the Iraqi forces' advance into the city of Mosul. So the Iraqi forces are really dealing a series of blows, or there is a string of blows that the Takfiris have been dealt with, both in Anbar province and in north of the country, as well as in the country center. So I think it's for the Iraqis now, they know by now that whenever a major operation is going to be launched, such security breaches are expected. And in recent weeks, we saw the deadliest one, which took place in Al-Qarada, in the center of the Iraqi capital, Baghdad, killing over 300 people and injuring hundreds of others.
All right, thank you for the update, Altaf. Press TV's Altaf Ahmad joining us from the Iraqi capital, Baghdad.